This is Detective Smith, ID number 2569. It's 11:14 hours. I'm sorry, it's 11:14:06 at 1934 hours. I'm here in at the incident on per our dispatch. I'm here with a fire crew, and I will now interview the captain of the rig. So, captain, what is your first name?
Correct. My ID number, badge number is
okay.
And I'm a captain assigned to Engine Company 31. My normal work assignment is with the Wildland Fire and Aviation Division in Camarillo.
And is there a station house or just at the headquarters there? Or?
I am assigned to the Wildland Unit on Latigo Avenue, or I am also assigned to the Sheriff's Air Unit.
Okay.
Both places.
And do you know, on your normal assignment, do you know the normal contact number there?
Yeah, normal contact would be my cell phone contact. Or the number at the heliport, which is...
Okay, so tonight's is an overtime shift here at 31's, right?
Today was, yes.
Okay, and 31's is based on
Duesenberg? Drive.
Okay,
correct.
All right, which is the nearest station to this location?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. Okay, so run down, you get a call of what tonight?
We were on the freeway on a traffic accident call. From the traffic call, we got responded to a gunshot victim, address given, the same one you gave at your dispatch time, your dispatched address. We were told to stage until SO arrival. We staged on the corner of Los Feliz and Caneo School Road until SO arrival. We were then cleared to enter by SO. Our paramedic squad, which is not at the premise right now, was on a fall to the hospital. Was the first to arrive in front of us. When we arrived on scene, our paramedic squad had exited the rig and was starting to initiate care on a victim laying in the ground.
Okay. And did you have to direct any of your personnel directly on the engine here to do anything to assist paramedics? Or?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, what would you direct them to do?
The paramedics that were on scene asked if we would bring a backboard up and bring some medical supplies up. We brought some additional medical supplies to assist them. We began some artificial respirations on the victim, who appeared at the time when we got there to be apneic, not breathing. We started bagging the victim. We also started doing basically a trauma workup on the patient.
Okay. Let me go back to when you first roll up and as you guys are dismounting the engine, what is your visual of the scene?
Visual of the scene is I saw a few police officers on scene. I saw a white pickup truck that was parked, would have been out of our driver's side, approximately about 75 yards from the fire engine. I saw a victim laying on the ground just adjacent to the pickup truck. Driver's side, laying on the ground. Patient was laying on his back, so he was supine. Patient was being attended to by our two paramedics. There was two law enforcement personnel who were also appeared to be rendering first aid at the time also.
Okay.
Assisting with first aid.
And the law enforcement personnel, were they in uniform?
Yes, sir. They were.
Did you notice any other personnel in the area, either uniform or non-uniform?
No, I did not, other than our fire people and the sheriff's department.
And the two deputies in
yes.
uniform? Okay. All right. And when you went up to where the paramedics were rendering aid to the, we'll call him the patient so we both understand what we're talking about, the guy that was supine on his back, was he articulate then? Was he lucid, responsive?
No,
or?
He was unresponsive, laying on his back, appeared to be unconscious.
Okay, all right. And then, per protocol, they do a workup on him.
Correct.
As fast as they can, load
yes.
him, and off.
Load and go, yeah. We were not on scene very long for our time for moving
okay.
with the victim.
And they left in, do you know if it was AMR or Gold Coast?
It was
or?
An AMR ambulance.
Okay.
Yes, they left and they transported, and we had three fire members assist him go on follow-up with him to the hospital.
Okay, I understand. And then your job is just to clean up and then...
Yeah, we were actually, we left most of the supplies intact to preserve the crime scene.
Yes, sir.
So most of our supplies were left there. Things were disposable. We picked up supplies that we would need.
Okay. Did you get a chance to look at around the area for anything that stuck out of your memory or just...
Yeah, there is one thing that did stick out of memory. When we were removing the victim's clothing,
yes,
I was standing at the head of the patient. One of our firefighters was cutting the pants off the victim. When they cut up the right pant leg.
Sure.
When they cut up the victim's right pant leg, he had a weapon tucked in his down in his pants. It wasn't in a pocket. It was actually down in his pants, about mid thigh on him.
Okay.
A black handgun.
Okay. And what happened to the handgun, if you know?
We did not touch the handgun. The minute we found it, no one touched the handgun.
Yes.
We looked up at an officer who was there, told him we have a gun here. He said, don't touch it. We left it in the exact location it was. We continued doing our workup on the patient. It didn't impede us in any manner.
Okay. Do you know the best your ability? Did it stay in the pants or to come out of the pants?
It stayed resting on his, against like his thigh and his pants. Uh-huh. When we went to move the pants, no one touched the gun. It stayed inside the pants, basically. When we cut up the seam like we do,
sure.
When he moved his leg, it rolled off into the pants, and we left it intact in the exact location found.
Okay. With the pants that are still
yes,
the seam.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And the gun was never touched by us. It was not, other than cutting the pants off, it was...
Absolutely. Do you know if there's other items of clothing that were left there?
Yes, there was a, it looked like a flannel, like a possibly a flannel shirt in his pants, like a type of t-shirt, or a plaid in color shirt, and a pair of his blue pants, like a blue or black pants.
Okay. Anything about shoes or
yeah,
socks
you know,
left
I
there?
Yeah, I didn't see anything there. That stuck out my mind, his pants and shirt.
Okay.
And we did remove his undergarments, too.
And they're at the scene?
At the scene. All clothing was left right in the position where we removed him.
Okay, so he's basically transported on the backboard.
Correct.
On the gurney.
Yes.
With
yeah.
paramedics.
Yes.
And the only thing we're not sure of what was worn on his feet.
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything that you can think of now that we're talking that I haven't asked or you think may be important for me to know?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Did you get a chance to walk around the area and did you see... anybody in the area, Chad, or anything else unusual just out of your mind, vehicles,
no,
location?
No, not at all. I think with the way the incident was going and what our job was there, I think there was patient care there at the time, so.
Okay. Do you keep track of it? I don't know how I've got friends in firefighting. Do you keep track of your log number, or does the engineer keep track of the log number for this incident for you guys?
The department does. When we come back, we fill out an incident report.
Okay.
An incident report will be filed based upon who was on the rig for the day, what the responding equipment was, date, time, arrival time, departure time, hospital follow-up time. Everything will be documented on an incident report.
Okay. And that's something you do later at the station?
Correct. And I can get you the incident number right now if you'd like it.
That'd be great, yeah.
Ventura, Captain 31.
Captain 31, go ahead.
Can you give me the incident number for the run on Los Feliz?
Incident 31-06-10-1562.
31, copy. Thank you.
Okay. I can't think of anything else to ask you. If I do, obviously during business hours, I'm gonna call at night. Well, I'll try first is your cell number.
Yeah, you have no trouble getting hold of me.
Yeah, and then if not, then I'll call the heliport, and then we'll get a hold of you that way and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I know one thing I didn't ask you. Whoops, sorry. Chad, I know you go by Chad. I'm sorry about that, Cap. What's your date of birth? Okay. All right, this will conclude my interview with Captain the 31, Jack, at approximately 19, 40, 45 hours.